So he goes back to God the second time. He already had been told no, but watch this. Verse 12 is God's permissive will. Verse 12 is God's perfect will. Verse 20 is God's permissive will. All in this chapter. Verse 12, God's perfect will was, don't go. But Balaam wouldn't give up. Balaam was insistent. He went back to God and said, shall I go? And God, verse 20, and God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. Now, God had not changed his mind. He just let him do it. How many of you ever, watch me, how many of you ever, your children came and said, oh, please, mommy, oh, please, daddy, and you said, no. Oh, mama, mommy, please, 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 no. Daddy, please. Finally say, okay, go, go. But you know they're going to get hurt. And you may let them do something. Of course, it won't hurt them physically, but you know they may burn their finger or they may do something or they may whatever. They'll come and go, oh, I say, I told you. I said, no. Say, now sometimes we'll do it. Most times we parents will not do it. And I let my kids, daddy, please. I said, no. And my no never changed. There's the time. Spiritually, we'll do the same thing to the Lord. We demand something. And He'll permit us to do it, knowing there'll be loss down the road. And we're going to come back crying, oh, Lord, I should have listened to you. But sometimes the loss is so great. I'll tell you something. You're not dealing with an earthly papa here. You disobey your papa on earth. Well, it's different, you know. But you willfully disobey God. The price is very high. Very high. Let me tell you something. David knew he was not to sleep with Bathsheba. He knew God's will for that. But he did. He said, well, God forgave him. Uh-huh. But the consequence was still there. Remember, God will forgive you, but you'll still pay. You'll pay heavily. My friend, he paid till the day he died. You know when David's troubles began, really? After he slept with Bathsheba. Because after he slept with Bathsheba is when he had the problems with Absalom, with Amnon. You all remember the stories. Right to the day he died, one of his boys was trying to take his throne. Don't play games with God. Even though God forgave David, blood didn't leave his home till the day he died. Even after he died, when one of his boys was killed by Solomon. Don't play games. The great preachers we've had who've lost everything. Oh, God forgave them, but they lost everything. And to this day, when the news repeats what happened, they tell you the whole thing all over again. See, God forgets, the world doesn't. You can say that's right on this one. And may I tell you that the world forgets, but the Christian world doesn't forget. God forgets, but the Christian world doesn't either. That's right. People don't forget. The price is high, saints. Very high. God will forgive you and He'll forget, but the world will not. Will not. The church will forgive you, but they won't forget either. You've broken trust. Don't expect to get back in the pulpit and have your crowd. Simple. You've gone your own little way and God said, all right, I'll let you. But the price was very high. Permissive will brings great loss. Now watch this. Watch this. And God came to Balaam and this is verse 20. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, arise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. Balaam went, but look at verse 22. And God's anger was kindled because he went. Now wait a minute. You say, well now Lord, didn't you tell him to go? No, he said no in verse 12. In verse 22, because he did go, God's anger was kindled against him. And the angel came to stood against him to oppose him. I'll tell you, there'll be times If you're out of God's will, willfully you've disobeyed God, the angels of heaven will oppose you, just like they did Balaam. Now, why do people get into God's permissive will? Because they're hasty. They would not wait for God. Look what it says in Isaiah 28:16. Turn to it, please. This is good. You need it. Are you learning something? Are you enjoying it? Not more than me, though. Isaiah 28:16 is a very powerful verse about not being hasty, you know. All right, Fred?
Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
He that believeth shall not make haste. Please underline those words in your Bible. He that believeth shall not make haste. Say those words.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
One more time.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
In other words, he whose faith is in God will not be hasty. So the ones who are always hasty are those living in unbelief. He that believeth shall not make haste. Say it.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
Say it.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
Say the believing.
The believing
are never hasty. Exactly right. Hey, this is good information I'm giving you. So why are people hasty? Because they're living in unbelief. The faith-filled believe God's word. If you believe God's promises, you won't be hasty. All right, another scripture, and that's Isaiah 52, verse 12, about being hasty. Don't be hasty. I'm giving you some answers here to some questions you may have had. Why does anybody want to be out of God's will? Why do they want to always rush things and have it now, now, now? God doesn't have any drive-through service. No drive-through service in heaven. God doesn't operate like McDonald's or Burger King. No, no. In His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Wait upon the Lord and wait patiently for Him, the Bible says. Right, Isaiah 52:12 says,
for ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight.
Yeah, don't be hasty.
For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rewarder.
I love that. In other words, if you're in God's perfect will, He'll be before you and behind you. He'll surround you. But if you're hasty, He'll be way behind you. You'll be way ahead without God and in trouble. Now, saints, Israel stayed under the cloud. You know what happened to those who weren't under the cloud? They were killed by Amalek. You don't want Amalek to get you, do you? I said, you don't want Amalek to get you, do you? Stay under the, move with God. All right, let's just put it quickly in a little quickie here in just a few minutes. I'm going to give you the whole sermon in one little quick minute here, all right? Three things. You must be in Christ, know it's good, and three, look for it. When you find it, make sure you find the perfect will, not the permissive will. And the permissive will happens when we're hasty. The perfect will comes when we wait upon the Lord. And if we live in sin, we can't find it. Psalm 51, verse 8 says, now I'll just give it to you, all right? Psalm 51, 8 says, make me to hear. You know why? Because he had been living in sin and couldn't hear anymore. Psalm 51 is the psalm where David prayed for forgiveness. Remember that? He had sinned with Bathsheba. And now in verse 8 he says, make me to hear. Why did he stop hearing? Because he was living in sin. And something else too. God will open your ears to hear when you have repented. But one more truth that we must show you, all right? Luke 3. Turn to Luke 3 as I close. Luke 3, verse 21 and 22 contains one of the most powerful statements, one of the most powerful truths I want to give you about knowing God's will. Jesus Himself did something that we all must do to find God's will for our lives. All right? Luke 3, 21 and 22, very important. Nobody can miss this one. Nobody. Luke 3, 21, 22. All right, Fred.
Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying.
Stop. Say praying.
Pray.
Say it again.
Pray.
Underline those words praying, or that word praying in your Bible. What was Jesus doing?
Praying.
What was the Master doing? Keep it in mind. Keep going now, Fred.
The heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said...
Stop. Underline the words, and a voice came from heaven, which said... Now look at those two things. He was praying, and a voice came. He was praying, and a voice came. He was praying, and a voice came and said... Here's the secret. Here's the key. Here's the truth. If you want to hear God talking to you, He needs to hear you talk to Him. If you want to hear His voice, He wants to hear first your voice. Jesus was praying, and then God spoke and said, Thou art my beloved. When did the Father speak? After Jesus spoke. Say, when I speak, He'll speak.
He'll speak.
Simple, isn't it? So prayerless saints will never hear God. Those that come, do you have a word for me? A word for me? You know what I say? Go pray. He'll talk to you. Don't go running to prophets left and right who come to Orlando. Oh, God, give me a word. We all know that gift operates in certain places with certain people. But please, people, anything that's happening out there that's not in this Bible, don't go for it. If it's not in this book, it's not God. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care if they tell you they're having a marvelous experience. If it's not in this book, it's not God. I think that covers a lot of ground. Now, I want you to close your Bible and stand up. I want to pray with you. Don't leave now. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to ask God to reveal His will to you. Did this help you today? This was just the beginning now. Now, what did we learn? We learned first, Thessalonians 5:18, it's in Christ. Are you all with me? We learn Romans 12:2, it's good. We learn Ephesians 5:17, look for it. We learn there's a perfect will, Romans 12:2, and a permissive will, Psalm 106, right? We learn if you're living in sin, you can't find God's perfect will. And we learn if we pray, He'll talk to us and show us His will. I could have preached that whole thing in 2 minutes. I just preached my whole sermon right now. Took me 30 seconds. But see, you gotta help you understand this. Now lift your hands, and Father, I pray in Jesus' name, reveal Your will to the people. Reveal the perfect will, Your perfect will. May we not miss Your perfect will, Your perfect will. Dear Master, we want to be in the perfect will, where the blessings are, where we'll see the goodness of the Lord. And Lord, I pray for every person here this morning who's missed Your perfect will, who's suffering and suffered loss. Jesus, restore Your people, Jesus. I'm going to ask every person here, oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to ask every person who say, Benny Hinn, I know I've missed God's will. Benny Hinn pray for me? For I have not seen good. There's been trouble in my heart. There's been sorrow. There's been problems spiritually. And I need the Lord to fix it. I need God to put my life back together. I'm tired of the struggles I've had. The peace that He promised me, I don't find it. The tranquility that I know is in the Bible, I don't have it. And I know if God's perfect will is there, there will be peace in my life. Pray for me this morning to get back to God's perfect will. If you want that right now, lift your hand up high. And I want you right now to get down to the altar as fast as you can. Go ahead and stand. Father, I pray for every person in this altar. Every person, Lord. Deliver them, Lord, from that confusion. Deliver them, Lord, from that place they're in, and restore them to where they ought to be in You. Forgive every sin, forgive that shortcoming, and bring them back home. Don't let them, like Balaam, go out of Your way into their own and find opposition even from You, Lord. No, I pray they shall please You. I pray like David, they'll come back and say, "Oh Lord, make me to hear the joy. Make me to hear the voice of gladness again." Like David, I pray they'll come finding Your mercy and repenting because of that sin. Wash that sin with Thy blood. Remove every spot and every stain, I pray in Jesus' name. Say after me, "Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me and cleanse me. Right now, I surrender my heart, my life to You, dear Lord, dear Jesus. Right now, I give You my life. Right now, take all of me. Blessed Jesus, my heart is Yours. My life is Yours. Now and forever. Amen." I'm going to ask every person here who will say, "Benny Hinn, I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. I want to give Him my heart totally, completely." Wave at me. Wave at me. Look at that. Pray this after me. Say it on the balcony down here. Say, "Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive my sin and come into my heart right now. I receive You as my Lord and my God." Amen.
It is our prayer that the preceding message has had a profound effect upon you. For additional copies of this tape, or a catalog listing a number of life-changing messages by OCC Pastor Benny Hinn, write today to Benny Hinn, P.O. Box 90, Orlando, Florida, 328-02-0090.